A large crowd came out under sunny skies on Sunday in Haines at the Fort Seward Barracks building to both see inside and to bid in the live auction. First up is the tour, part history and partly for people to see the piles of items that are up for auction. Ron Jackson was in line with about 20 others.
I've lived here 20-some years, never been in there.
The tour guides wearing top hats are family members of the original group of veterans who created the Port Chilkoot Company, which owns the property. The barracks housed U.S. military personnel for roughly 40 years, spanning three floors plus a rifle range in the attic. Annette Smith is the daughter of one of the founding veterans and leads a tour up the original staircase.
Treads were put there because those guys had to race down two flights of stairs to do their business and get out on the green by 6 o'clock in the morning.
After it was decommissioned in 1947, these former barracks were used for community events like the Strawberry Festival, which Smith remembers as a little girl.
My dad and Bud Sandstrom created a carousel, a merry-go-round, and it was perfectly balanced so that it didn't need a motor. You just gave it a push, and then the kids who were riding would grab onto the poles, you know, the columns, to keep it going, and it was way fun.
But eventually it became community storage. There's old furniture, army gear, barbershop chairs, an 8-foot-tall harp case, and all kinds of boxed items, all abandoned and now gathered into large piles or lots for the auction.
More army stuff in this lot. And you may notice the sawed-off shotgun.
The tour takes a quick walk through several rooms of these piles, and there's no touching or rummaging allowed. Then, time for the auction of each pile.
I got a dollar. Anybody want to go two? I got a two now. Three, four. Five.
Auctioneer Joanne Waterman ramps up the bidding, which ranges from $1 to the maximum bid of $100. After the auction, the winners head back inside for discovery.
You got a Mustang.
Is it a survival suit?
Yeah. Oh my god! Holy, that's actually, that's wild.
Jojo Gerner won two lots for a total of $17. Besides the heavy-duty survival suit, she's the new owner of a printing press, a bike, and the harp case.
And I'm hoping to use it as a set piece for something.
Like a theater piece?
Yeah, like a theater piece. Have it be like wheeled onto stage and be like pretend like it's a harp and then unveil and it's just a beautiful woman singing.
The event is part of a larger effort to clear out the space for renovations. Tresham Gregg with the Port Chilkoot Company was at a table soliciting ideas for the future of the building.
A restaurant, B&B, or a film production center, museum, event space, you know. We're just hoping that something that the whole community could benefit from could develop in the near future before the building falls apart.
The Port Chilkoot Company said 24 of the 29 lots sold, and they raised over $2,000, which will go toward clearing out the downstairs barracks kitchen and mess hall, basically toward dump fees. They say they're happy with the progress over a few short days, and more importantly, glad to inspire more community interest in the building. In Haines, I'm Corinne Smith.